what do I do to get ready for a mediation? Well, if you're a client of Berger Law, I'm Gary Berger of Berger Law. If you're a client of my firm, many times we settle cases in follow me, Kaylin, many times we settle cases in mediation. I am right now on a Zoom mediation. I've been in a Zoom mediation all day. And now I'm also watching the Cardinals because we're 12 game streak. Well, I'm looking for 13. So we do a lot to get ready for mediation. A mediation is also often the best time to settle the case. The defendant comes ready to settle the case. The plaintiff comes to settle the case. What we do, at least 7 to 10 days before the mediation, we send a mediation letter to the other side where we put our best foot forward. We write a long, detailed letter about why, about the venue where the case is, what we've done in the case, about why the defendant is liable, what did they do wrong, what rules did they break, how have we established the negligence in the case. And then we also talk about damages. We put the damage numbers together. What are the medical expenses? What are the wage loss damages? What are the pain and suffering ranges we can anticipate to get? We do research about what other cases, what type of results have occurred in similar cases. We do various jury verdict reporting services we use. We also research in the newspaper and other places. So we gauge that. We know the venue. We know the judge. We know these things. And also we have a track history. In my firm, I've tried a lot of cases. We have a lot of results. We put them on social media. They're on our website and stuff. So we also know from our own experience about that stuff and the ranges. We talk about the future damages of our client that are undercompensated as well. What else do we do, Katie? Casey? See, I have here my amazing paralegal Casey, who hates to be on camera, but her hair looks great today and she doesn't want to be. But Casey has been my right-hand person for almost 10 years. Casey and I work together lockstep. Yesterday, we were getting ready for this mediation. You're doing stuff. You're jumping around stuff. About a week ago, we started doing stuff. We also have, sometimes we do wage and hour cases. The mediation today, I'm waiting for the mediator to come back. These cases, we do research on damages. I was an econ major, so I do a lot of economic analysis of damage range and damage numbers. I do that on wage damages too. You're sitting here laughing. What else? She didn't want to do this video, but I was going to make her. And this is a one cut, one and done. We're putting it up. What are the other things that we do on mediation, Casey, that I forgot to, when I'm talking?
Meet and prepare with our clients. Gather expenses. I mean, you pretty much said everything.
One of the things we did with the
mediation letter, but you already did that.
Yeah, the point about the client is good too, because we don't just start talking to our client the day of the mediation.
Nope.
Weeks before, we're talking about values, ranges, what you can expect, what a mediation process is like, what to expect. People think it'll be real quick. It's now, I've been in mediation for about 4 hours in this case right now, yep. Almost five. Maybe we've made one demand. We don't have an offer yet from the other side. So mediation can be a long process too. It can take a long time. Many times in mediation, they get an old judge or an old lawyer to come in with their expertise and do it. But we're talking to clients about expectations and how things can go and what they can expect. And I know we're going a little long. Anything else on mediations that I haven't mentioned, Case?
I do not think of anything.
You do the mediation
letter. It's our best time
letters.
To win the case.
It's our best
before
time.
Trial.
It's our best time. Oh, and you know, oh, the other thing. Or, look here. Here's what we do. We don't sit with a lot. We our mediation letter, our case presentation. We send that to the other side, not just the mediator, because we want the defendant to know what our case is about. We show them our cards if we want to settle the case. And that way, they have different committees they need to go up to, different levels of authority, different decision makers. And they need the time to digest it and digest the big numbers that we're asking for. We put pictures in mediation letters. We put wage loss damages. Sometimes we attach medical records.
Videos.
And then when I'm doing videos. And when I'm doing a Zoom mediation too, sometimes I create documents where I can share screen with them on Zoom, so I can share parts of a deposition. I can share part of an expert report. I did a CLE or a class where I showed how I took the defendant's report and I highlighted all the stuff of the defendant's doctor's report, highlighted all the stuff that was good for us. I've done a lot of classes and stuff to teach other people how to do it. But this is right here. Casey is the brain, is the a lot of times puts it together for me, and she's amazing at it, and she hates doing videos. So I'm like going over here and she's like hiding from me. But
I did an interview on the phone just
how many times, Casey, how many times do we not settle in a mediation?
Not super often, but if we don't settle in mediation, it helps settle the case maybe even a couple of weeks after mediation.
Why?
Because you're already talking numbers, and then you tell the other side that they need to go back and get more authority.
What do you do with the client during the case, for like the year before the case up to mediation, so that they're informed consumer at the time of we're making that decision?
I mean, we communicate with our clients the entire process of their case, so they know everything that we're doing.
Right. And one of the things we do is we try to teach them about the case and the different issues.
And you have videos, and we have emails, and then we have phone calls and conversations with them multiple times.
Yeah, so by the time, because when you settle a case, if the mediation is successful, the client settles a case, then they sign a release and they give up their case forever. They're never going to be able to make another claim. So when they're making that big decision, it's not just, they don't want to feel like they're in a pressure cooker in one day to make that decision. So backing up a year, we've sent them videos and emails, and you've talked to them and I've talked to them. So by the time they're making that big decision, they're an informed consumer. They're making an informed choice, knowing all the variables, all the tensions at issue in the case.
We've already tried to settle the case, and they've had the numbers and the information because we've talked to them multiple times about demands and settlement offers.
Yeah.
Mostly prior.
I know we've packed a lot of information into this video. She wants to do more. I'm going to say we got to stop this. But if you have any questions about mediation, the processes, how to settle cases, the value of your case, call Casey at Berger Law, at Berger Law, bergerlaw.com. Call us on our phone number. We're happy to answer your questions for free. You answer questions all the time, and so do I for free. Thanks for watching.